Let's take a look at the Ramban here at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Machtzas Hashakel B'Shakel HaKadosh. Kavalo Moshe Rabbeinu Matbeya Kesef B'Yisrael Ki Melech Godol Hoya. Well, what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu established silver currency. So the definition of let's say in halacha, in so many contexts, we're talking about kesef, we're talking about shavi kesef. So because the original money was silver, so the word kesef means both, right? It means silver and it means money. But in context of halacha, when we talk about kesef and shavi kesef, we're referring to money. We're referring to either it's money or it's something which is shavi kesef, which is worth money. So what I don't know, what makes a silver coin money, and I don't know, what makes a desk shavi kesef? Maybe it's a little difficult to fit into your wallet, but okay, we'll have to deal with that logistical problem. Maybe the desk is money, and the silver coin is shavi kesef. So whatever the malchus establishes is something which is recognized as currency, has a din of kesef. Has a din of kesef. Right? Kings would mint coins. Right? That's why you find that, say, the Gran Bava Kama will talk about when you'd have a new king, so then the king would sometimes, you know, same way, whenever there's a new mayor, so whatever the mayor's name is, so they spend who knows how many tens of thousands of dollars getting rid of the old signs and putting the new mayor, the new governor, the new borough president's name on it. So kings would mint their own coins because coinage was an expression of malucha. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech, so Mamela, it was Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to establish currency, a currency. So, Kavalo Moshe Rabbeinu Matbeya Kesef B'Yisrael Ki Melech Godol Hoya. The Kavalo Matbeya Hu Shekel. Why is it called a shekel? Bavu Shekol HaMatbeya B'Mishkal Shalim. Ein Bo Pchas V'Lo Kesef Sigim. Because it's a pure weight in the sense that. It was pure silver, that the currency that he established was some which was going to be a pure weight. So that's why it's called a shekel. Okay, so that's the Lashon shekel. What does it mean, b'shekel ha-kodesh? U'bavo shemishkalei ha-arechin u'pidyon ha-buchur ba-madbeya ha-hu shehem kodesh. If you do a pidyon habechor, so it's measured in units of shkolim. When a person says erko alai, where the Torah has, depending upon age and gender, a fixed amount of what that neder represents, again, it's also in units of shkolim. So Heyos, that this, and these are mitzvos HaTorah, right? So mitzvos HaTorah are expressed and defined in terms of these shkolim. Mitzvos HaTorah Shehem Kodesh are expressed in terms of these shkolim. V'chein kol shiklei ha-mishkan V'chein kol kesef ha-kotsov ha-omor v'atorah, yikra lo ha-kotsov shekel ha-kodesh. Chveis, the knas of, for the, of shloshim, of eved, so many dinei ha-torah are defined in terms of these shkolim. So that's why it's referred to, it's the shekel of kedusha. It's the shekel in which kedusha, with which kedusha operates, through which mitzvah satorah, which are kodesh, are expressed and defined. So that's why the shkolim are called shekel hakodesh. B'chein atam etzli, says the Ramban, that's why I think b'meshe rabosenu korin lashon haTorah, lashon haKodesh. The fact that we refer to the Hebrew of the Torah as lashon haKodesh is the same idea as shekel haKodesh. Shehu mivnei shedivrei haTorah v'hanevuos v'chol divrei kedusha kulam b'lashon hahu nemru. Just as shekel hakodesh, the pshat is, it's the shekel, which is the instrument of kedusha. So too, lashon hakodesh is the language, which is the instrument of kedusha. What does it mean that it's the instrument of kedusha? She divrei haTorah v'hanevuos v'chol divrei kedusha kulam b'lashon hahu nemru. V'hinei hu haloshon shehakodesh baruch hu yisal l'shmo medaber bo im nevi'a v'madosa. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us. He communicates with us in this language. Again, so this is the language which is the instrument of Kedusha. Hence, its description as Lashon HaKodesh. Onochi v'lo yiyeh usho dibos haTorah v'hanevuah. Ubo nikra b'shmosav HaKadoshim. And the Shiva Shemo She'enim Nimchakim are all parts of this language. Kel, Elukim, Tzvoko, Shakai, V'yudke, V'Hashem HaGodol HaMiyuchad, U'bod Boro Olomo, where B'Asor Ma'amoros Nivra Olam. So the Maimer was Yehi Ur, right? The Maimer wasn't Let There Be Light. The Maimer was Yehi Ur. V'kora shemos shamayim oretz v'chol asher bom u'malocha v'chol tzva v'chulom b'shem yikra michael v'gavir v'loshen ahu u'bo kora shemos l'gdoshem asher v'oretz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave names to the Avos, right? Lo yikara shemcha Avram kiyem Avraham and v'karasa es shemo Yitzhak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, these are names from this Lashon. So again, it's the Lashon, which is the instrument of Kedusha, hence Lashon HaKadosh. Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, v'Shlomo, v'Zulasa. V'Harav, this reason of the Rambam, of the Ramban, is in contradistinction to what the Rambam says. V'Harav, Amar, b'Moreh HaNevuchim, Al tachshov shenikra l'shoneinu loshon hakodesh l'ga'avoseinu o l'to'useinu. Aval hu bedin, it's an appropriate, again, description of the language. Kizos haloshon kedosha. It's a holy language. Lo yimotz ubo shemos la'eva habeila bezocha ovenikeva. There are no explicit terms for the reproductive organs, neither that of a male nor that of a female. Similarly, v'lo letipa v'lashasa and v'latsoa rak v'kinoi. The words describing human excrement are also, they're not direct explicit terms It's all sort of with speaking somewhat figuratively, right? We speak of mei raglayim, so that's a figurative term, right? It's a figurative term. It's not an explicit term. It's rather something which is figurative. Va'al yata oscha, or va'al yata, excuse me, va'al yata oscha shagel. Right, we find in Tillim, amongst other places, that the word shagel, kihu shem isha hamezumenes lemishkav, va'ama yishgalena al pima shenichtalav, uperush yikach isha lepilagesh. So the Rambam says that shagel also is figurative. And also, there is no explicit term. The same way to if one says that a man and woman lie together, so that's also figurative in terms of describing tashmish. So lashon shagel is the same. Is basically it means mishkov. So it also has that indirectness. So there's no direct, explicit vocabulary, either for intimacy, or for human waste. V'hine ein tzorach l'tam hazeh. So first of all, the Ramban thinks that what is the Rambam sort of looking for an explanation? I think my explanation, the Ramban says, Ki hadavu boru shahaloshen kodesh kadoshen mukamoshe perashti. I think my explanation is just makes more sense. It's more compelling. Again, it's the Lashon which is the instrument of Kedusha, with which Kedusha operates. It's the Lashon of Kedusha, hence Lashon HaKodesh. Then the Ramban disagrees, just in terms of semantics and etymology, he disagrees with the Rambam's interpretation of the word shogel. V'hatam shehizkir al daiti einenu emes, ki ma sheyichanu yishgalena, yishgalena, right? In Parshas Kisavo, the ksiv is yishgalena, and the kri is yishgalena. So the Ramban thinks that the pshat in that kriyuk siv is that yore ki mishkal shem etzim lebe'ila. No, he thinks that the fact that there's a kriyuk siv is gufa because the ksiv is an explicit description. Okay, the Rambam thinks not. Ve'im mipnei taimo shel harav, for the Rambam's reason, Hayukor in the Lashon Nekiyah. And what's more, the Rambam doesn't tally, because the Rambam's observation, even if we'll grant it, which the Ramban doesn't, right? That's the previous Hasaga. But he says, even if we'll grant that the Rambam's he'ora, that of the lack of any explicit vocabulary, so how you call the Lashon Nekiyah? That, if you want to highlight that dimension, so you wouldn't refer to that as Lashon HaKodesh, you would refer to it as Lashon Nekiyah, refined speech. You wouldn't, it's a refined language. You wouldn't call it a holy language. You'd call it that a person who speaks that way, that his speech is refined. Lashon Nekiyah. Ve'im ibnei taimo shel harav, how you call the Lashon Nekiyah? And we take a find Chazal, and this is a phrase that Chazal do employ. When talking about simonim for Gadlus, so Chazal comment that it was expressed b'loshen nekiyah. Again, And here, Lashon Nekiyah means is that it was expressed figuratively, not with explicit lishonos as you have in other languages. But the way Chazal sort of complement that is by describing it not as Lashon HaKodesh, but as Lashon Nekiyah. That's the Ramban's Hasog. And he gives another example of that. The Chazal also say that when Yosef says to Eishes Potiphar that Kiyam Halacha Masher Hu Ochel, that it means Lashon Naki, and that he's not referring to bread. V'chein b'mkom Mizrab. Okay. So what's the teretz on this? Again, so in terms of what the word shogel means, okay, so it's a machlokas in Taich, in what the word means. Ma machadu, ma machadu, upligit. So there's no, it's not really, it's a disagreement. It's not really a hasaga. But the part about Lashon Nekiyah, l'chor, is a hasaga, right? That's not just a disagreement, that's a hasaga. So what's the Rambam going to say about that? That look, again, it's sort of a double hasaga. Number one, again, shouldn't that quality of the language that the Rambam's referring to, shouldn't you refer to that as Lashon Nekiyah? And number two, don't Chazal in fact use that phrase when that's what they're talking about? And they don't say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin about when it's talking about Simonim or the Medrash about with Yosef and Eishes Potiphar. So Chazal Taka don't say in that context Ela Shedibu Beloshon Hakodesh. So that's first. That's Al Rishon Mitzvah Shem Lineder and Al Sheni. The Rambam has his hagdama. So first he has his hagdama about the history of the Masora of Torah Shebal Peh, then which provides context for Mishnah Torah. Then he has the listing of the Tariq Mitzvahs. Then the Rambam introduces us to what the 14 Sfarim of the Yad HaChazaka are, the names of each, and what the subject matter of each of the 14 Sfarim of the Yad HaChazaka is. So the Rambam says, Sefer Chamishi, the fifth of the Yud Dalet Sfarim, again, if you have it, you can take a look. It's in the Hakdoma to the Yad. Sefer Chamishi, Echlol Bo, I'll include within it, Mitzvah Shel Bios Asuros, U'Mitzvah Shel Ma'achol Asuros. L'fisha b'shnei inyanim ha'elu, kidshanu ha'malkom, v'hivdilanu min ha'umos, ba'arayos v'ma'achol asasuros. U'b'shnei hem ne'ma vo'avdil eschem min ha'amim, asher hivdalti eschem min ha'amim. V'karasi shem sefer zeh, sefer kedusha. So the Rambam says, "Lefisha b'shnei inyanim ha'elu kidshanu ha'makom v'hivdilanu min ha'umas." HaKadosh Baruch Hu consecrated us in the two realms of A, Bios Asuros, and Ma'achol Asuros. What does that mean? I mean, we say Hashem kidshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu before every mitzvah. Right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekadesh us with tariag mitzvahs. So well, what does that mean? That lefisha b'shnei hanyanim ha'elu kitshanu ha'malkom v'hivdilanu min ha'umas. So l'chav, what the Rambam means is as follows. Of course, ein hachanami, asher kitshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu with all mitzvahs. As the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos quotes, he says that Kedoshim Tiyu is not a separate mitzvah, because Kedoshim Tiyu just means Heyei Kadosh Biyoscha Ose Kol Ma Shetzivisicha Bo V'nisa Mikol Ma Shehizharticha Mimenu. Kedusha is through mitzvahs. U'v'mechilta Amu V'anche Kodesh Tiyun Li. This is the Rambam in Shorash Revi'i in Sefer Mitzvahs. Isi Ben Yehuda Omer K'shakodesh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Mitzvah L'Yisrael Hu Mosef Lahem Kedusha. So that's true. But all of that notwithstanding, what the Rambam is telling us is, let's say you have a building. So the building can have a chais, it can have 600 stories, but part of the building is its foundation, and the rest of it is what's built upon the foundation. And what the Rambam is saying is the self-discipline that the Torah demands of us is what's foundational to Kedushas Yisrael. And the rest of Kedushas Yisrael builds on that foundation. So that's why, on the one hand, of course, it is true, Asher Kedshanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu is true uniformly about all mitzvahs. But Me'idach Gisa, the Rambam says, L'fisha v'shnei inyanim ha'elu kitshanu ha'mokom v'hivdilanu min ha'umos. So b'kitzer, Anugel in Yonenu, that a person's behavior, a person's attitude towards, and again, and clearly this is true because, again, it's the most, potentially, the most animalistic behaviors that a person can engage in. So therefore, it's dafka these which are foundational within Kedusha. Again, all mitzvahs are an expression of Kedusha, but again, the story number 20 is part of the building also. The first floor is part of the building also, but there's a difference between what constitutes the foundation of the building and everything that's built on that foundation. So l'chara, the answer to the Ramban's first hasog is Eino Chanami. You could have called it Lashon Nekiya. But Chazal are telling us more. They're telling us that it's not only a question of refinement, but a person's behavior, demeanor, again, ad kedei kach, not only to what he does, but the way he speaks about these inyanim, is a source of kedusha. Meaning, eino chanami, is the description Lashon Nekiya apt? Of course it's apt. But Lashon HaKodesh tells you more. Lashon HaKodesh tells you the significance and the importance and how foundational it is in a way that's not captured by the phrase Lashon Nekiya. That is the Rambam's answer to the first question of the Ramban. But what about the second question? But don't we see that Chazal themselves say Ela Shedibu Chachamim B'Lashon Nekiya in those two instances? So the Vat L'chor is as follows. Let's say you overhear a person one time you overhear how he's conversing, and you don't know anything, you don't really know anything about him. This is just one snapshot. You overhear him once. So what you can say based on overhearing one conversation is, you know, when I heard him, he was speaking in a very refined manner. One instance doesn't yield Kedusha. If it's done consistently, it yields Kedusha. So one instance, if you're describing one phrase in Chazal, if you're commenting on one phrase in the Chumash that Yosef HaTzadik uses, and you're isolating that one, no, that's not Kedusha. Kedusha implies a consistency. So when you're reflecting on the entire language, not on one expression, not on a one-time expression, of in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not a one-time statement of Yosef HaTzadik. The only thing you can say is Lashon Nekiya. Yes, that's a very refined phrase. But when you're talking about consistency, let's say if you'll then monitor Yosef HaTzadik, and you'll hear everything he says. You won't just get one excerpt of one sentence. So then you'll be able to say, you know the way he speaks, he speaks in a holy fashion, because kedusha implies that the consistency that's a result of a consistent way of speech, way of behavior, etc. L'chora, that's the how the Rambam will respond to this Ramban. Parenthetically, the Ramban here seems to be taking a position on a net. I guess it may be a little bit, we can argue about it, but I don't know, it does seem that way. Again, when the Ramban is explaining, again, his understanding of Lashon HaKodesh, again, it's the Lashon with which Kedusha operates. It's the Lashon which is the instrument of Kedusha. So the Ramban says, Shehu v'chein ha'tam etzli, rereading Rabbi Yosef, v'chein ha'tam etzli b'meshav ha'basein ha'koron Lashon HaTorah, Lashon HaKodesh, Shehu mipnei shedivrei ha'Torah v'hanevuos v'chol divrei Kedusha kulam b'Lashon Ahu nemru. So all nevuos were said in this lashon, and then the Ramban says, "Vehine hu al lashon." This is the language HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Shmo medaber im nevio ve'im adraso. This is the language with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, communicates with the Nevi'im. So Kimeduma, that there is a very basic question Lasman de Polig, the Gemara in Bava Basra describes that Moshe Rabbeinu was given Chamisha Chumshei Torah verbatim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu from Bereishis until Einei Kol Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is depicted as a sofer, as a scribe, taking dictations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on your mark, it said go. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Bereishis Baruch Lekem Eis HaShamayim V'Sa'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu writes, Bereishis Baruch Lekem Eis HaShamayim V'Eis HaAretz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicates to him, Chaseres V'Yaseres, etc. The question is, what about the words of Nevi'im? So here there is a basic shayla. Lasman de Polig, the shayla is like this. What Nach is also verbatim Devar Hashem? Or no? Here's the mashal. Let's say you have an artist paints a picture. Paints a magnificent picture. And then an art critic writes an essay in which he presents in words what to his understanding the picture, which is a non-verbal medium, right? What the picture expresses. And then, see, he finishes writing. Then they go back to the artist and then they show him what the art critic wrote, and they ask him, what do you think? What do you think of it? And he says, incredible. He says he captured everything I wanted to say. He didn't miss anything. He captured everything I was looking to express. Didn't miss anything, and he didn't add anything. He didn't insert anything that I wasn't. This is 100%. Expresses verbally what I expressed through a non-verbal medium. So the shaila is, maybe again, there's no question about Chamish Shulchan Shetah. Chamish Shulchan Shetah is verbatim Dvar Hashem. Question is about Nach. Is Nach also verbatim Dvar Hashem? Well, no. Well, Nevuah is a non-verbal medium. Whatever it is, some the nefesh, whatever. It's a non-verbal medium. And then the Novi is able, with 100% accuracy, that's part of the experience of Nevuah, is that with 100% accuracy he understands and then expresses the Nevuah in words. But the words are not given to him. Again, the words are 100% accurate. Again, see the Moshel of the art critic, right? The words are 100% accurate in lo hechsev lo hosef, in terms of what was expressed through the non-verbal medium of Nevuah, but the words are his. So this is a big machlokas. So the Abarbanel and the Malbim each talk about this in their Hagdomas to Sefer Yirmiyahu. And the Abarbanel thinks that with the Moshe, the art critic, and the Malbim says he thinks that that's wrong, and says no, that all Nevuah is verbatim Dvar Hashem. And then fast forwarding another 100 years, so Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has in his Hagdama L'Emes Yaakov, he sides with the Abarbanel. And he thinks that's the pshat, that Ein Shnei Neviim Misnabim B'Signon Echad. How is it that no two Neviim will ever express themselves identically? So he says the same way, if two people have to write an essay, unless there's cheating going on, so there's no way that they're going to generate the identical essay word for word. I mean, not chas v'shalom that they plagiarize, but there might be duplicative language, you know. So, but not chas v'shalom that there's any plagiarism. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov says is pshat in ein shnei neviim misnabim v'signon echad, that it means that the novi again the nimshal to the moshal with the art critic. How is that relevant here? So, l'chora, I don't know, if you say like the Abarbanel, like Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really speak, other than Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't really speak to Nevi'im, right? The communication is non-verbal. So I don't know, does it really happen in any language? If you say like the Malvim, that all Nevuah is verbatim, Vayi Achrei Mos Moshe Eved Hashem, those words with which Sefer Yeshua begins, so Yeshua got those words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nevuah. That's the way he's supposed to, that's the way Sefer Yeshua is supposed to be written. That comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's a verbal communication. But if you say like the other view in the Chachmei Yisrael, no, the Chamish Shulchan Shetar is verbatim. But the rest of Nevuah is non-verbal, and then the Novi, again, unerringly, that's part of the Madreg of Nevuah, that he doesn't make a mistake in understanding and interpreting Nevuah. That's part of the Madreg of what Nevuah is. So I'm not sure that you would say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medaber im Nevi'ah of the Lashon HaKodesh, because it's a non-verbal communication. So is it really something that you can define in terms of a loshon? So yitachen that the Ramban here is taking a position on that question, which would be, I think the Ramban has in Zalek Epstein, Zechon Levracha, so Rabbi Yaakov says, well, is there enough gemina ladina? I mean, obviously, it doesn't have to be enough gemina ladina because conceptually it's just so different. But is there enough gemina ladina? He says, no, there's enough gemina ladina for this also. Enough gemina ladina is as follows. The Magen Avraham says in Shulchan Aruch that there's no mitzvah to say Yezeva Mekoman without understanding what the words mean. To just say without understanding what those words mean is not a mitzvah. So the Balei Tanya writes in his Hilchos Talmud Torah, in his Shulchan Aruch, he says, the Magen Avraham said about Mishnayos, but Chumash, there would be a Kiyum HaMitzvah. A person is engaged in Talmud Torah if he layens, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim, Esa Oretz, even if he doesn't understand the words. He's obviously not engaged in Talmud Torah in its highest or most optimal form, but it is Talmud Torah. Why? What's the pshat? Because Torah Shebal Peh, it's not the words which are Torah, it's the content which is Torah. So, Ezeu Mekomen Shazvachem, if a person says the Mishnah, but without comprehension, so it's the words, it's the content, which is Torah. Again, Chayv Odom Lomer B'Loshon Rabbah notwithstanding, that's to try to preserve nuance and subtlety v'chulu. But what's Torah in Torah Shebal Peh is the content, not the words themselves. Vashem came. Torah Shebuchsav. Now, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, Torah Shebuchsav is Dvar Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, Bereishis Bara Elokim Eis Hashamayim Eis Haaretz. So that's Torah. That's Torah, and it's Torah even if a person doesn't understand it. So the question is, what about Nach? Let's say a person says a pasuk enough, right? We tell them all the time, unfortunately, right? We say psukim and we don't know what they mean. So is there any kiyum Talmud Torah in so doing? So Yaakov says it should depend upon this question. If Nach is verbatim Dvar Hashem, so then that means that not only is the content Torah, but the etzem words are Torah as well. Masha and Cain, no, if you say, like he's inclined to think, which centuries earlier the Abar Ben Elit said, that the words are the words of Yeshayo. So then what's Dvar Hashem is the content. So then you would compare Nach to Mishnah. You wouldn't compare Nach to Chumash. I think the Balei Tanya himself doesn't indicate. I think the Balei Tanya just contrasts Chumash with Mishnayos and doesn't comment, I think, on Nach. Okay, so you're talking that there's a indication here as well. Oh, so Zalik has like this. He has in this Dvar Torah. He writes. I think he points to a Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs in Shoresh Sheni. Ramban says, whatever you find in Novi, which is formulated beloshon tzivoy, al korchach, since ein Novi rashay lechadish davar, that's a din d'oraisa, which is being recorded here in the Novi. Avo masha kosov, if you want to look it up in the Frenkel, it's on Omud Pei Vav in the Frenkel edition. Shoresh Sheni in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban. Avo masha kosov benevua bederach hatzavos kegon shemasirin al esei umasirin al losa asei dvar Torah. How can something in Novi be da'oraisa? Vo ha'inyan hazeh mipnei shehusharnu b'Torah ela mitzvahs melamed shein Novi ashalach adish davar me'ato. Yadanu ki haba b'nevua. So if you find something in Novi that you don't have in Chumash, al kolchach was a din d'oraisa, but it hasn't been recorded until now. Yadanu ki haba b'nevua dvar Torah hu. O shehu perish l'pasuk shel Torah. O shehu b'yadam alocha moshe misinai. Kemosha Amu b'gemara tainis. Ha adi osi yecheskel man omer el gemara gamri nuha. V'osi yecheskel v'asmachei akra. Okay, so far that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but stay tuned. Ulefichach chiyavu misa al pruei rosh. If a Kohen does avodah with when he's pagu avosh, umanu also may ve'elosh v'misa menakosu biyecheskel uferal lo yishalechu v'yayin lo yishtu kol Kohen v'iskush pruei rosh l'shsuye yayin mash l'shsuye yayin v'misa, just as if the Kohen is shosu yayin his chayv misa bidei shamayim af pruei rosh v'misa. So A, says the Ramban, he hainim lomdim iser hapera midive kabbalah. Two, v'donin bo hekesh gedive Torah. So the Ramban points out that Chazal are operating with midos ha'Torah and drushes b'hen about a pasuk and Novi. Right? Hekesh is a midos ha'Torah and drushes b'hen. And Chazal is saying the fact that the pasuk in Yecheskel mentions Pruei Rosh and Shesuye Ayin in the same pasuk, so we know, right? That's a midah shatanim drashas bar. When the Torah has two dinim, two mitzvahs in the same pasuk, so that means it implies a hekesh. Otherwise, they would have had, each one would have been given its own pasuk. I think what Reb Zelig comments is you can only have midrash haTorah and drashas ba if the assumption is l'chora, if the assumption is that it's verbatim dvar Hashem. So that's his head. Okay, I know love. So what will the others respond to that? Okay, I know love. Good. Okay, we'll stop here for a minute.